You can have your seat. God bless you for coming. It's good to be back. Abby? Ah, it's good to be back. We have been at home for 5 months. Unbelievable. You know, we thought it was going to be for like, maybe like 2 weeks. Abby? Like 2 weeks. And then before you knew what was happening, it became a month. And then 2 months. 3 months. And then some people started wondering, can all things still be ready for me? Like Pastor Willie said, a couple of people lost their jobs, people lost income, people lost businesses. But you know, it doesn't change anything. Yeah, before God, it doesn't change anything. I understand that, yes, it will have an impact, you know, in the life of people. But the truth of the matter is, when God says something, it stands. Hallelujah. Let's look at the Bible. I want to talk about imagine victorious. That's what I titled this. Imagine victorious. Imagine victorious. At the beginning of the year, God said to us, all things are now ready. Do you still believe that word? You don't sound like you believe it. Do you still believe it? Are all things still ready for you? Hallelujah. And because you have confessed it, it will come to pass for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what you have been through. It doesn't matter what you are going through right now. All things are still ready for you. And they will come to pass for you in the name of Jesus. Okay, so I'm going to focus on Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. You know, in every battle, there are usually two sides. The victors and the vanquished. The victors and the vanquished. Those who win and those who lose. Our default setting as Christians, our default setting as children of God is to be winners. You know, when you get a mobile phone or a device, it usually has a default setting. You remember? Sometimes if you're having issues with your phone, what would they advise you to do? Restore to what? To factory setting. When you restore it back to factory setting, most of the times the apps and all of those things you've installed will be wiped. So you are starting afresh. Now, as children of God, our default setting, the original setting, is to be victorious in every single thing that we do. So when God gives us a word, that word stands. Because God's word will not go back to him void. You remember? It will come to pass. Now, I know some people are wondering, okay, so in my life, I lost my job. I lost my source of income. So, are you trying to say that this word of God didn't come to pass in my life? God's word will always come to pass. And I'm actually going somewhere with that. Now, so what distinguishes people? What distinguishes victors from the vanquished? And that's what we want to be looking at this morning. All right. Numbers chapter 13. DJ, my screen is off. Numbers 13. Okay, so I'm going to have to turn. All right, let me just read from my device. Numbers chapter 13. I'll read from verse 1. And I'm reading NLT. Okay, so in verse 1, the Lord now said to Moses, God said something to him. At the beginning of the year, what did God say to you? All things are now ready. God said something to Moses. Verse 2, he says, send out men to explore the land of Canaan, the land I am giving to the Israelites. Send one leader from each of the 12 ancestral tribes. God had a plan. He had already promised them. He had said something to them at the beginning, even before they got to that land. And God sent them and said, go and check the place out. Now, it's like trying to start maybe a new business or you're getting a new job. And you want to check out what's the company like? What's the organization like? For you to have applied in the first place, it means that there is something in that organization that would what? That will favor you. You won't apply to a company that you feel they are not doing well. Would you? No, you won't. So God said to them, go, send people ahead. Now let's jump to verse 30. Let's go to verse 25. Now this was when they had spied the land and then they came back. Now, verse 25 says, after exploring the land for 40 days, the men returned. They explored it for 40 days. They were not caught. Remember, they were spies. So it wasn't their land. So they were not going there. They were not strolling. They went there to spy. They were not caught. They were not detained. They were not imprisoned. They succeeded in their mission. And then they came back. Verse 26. Okay, let's jump to 27. 26 is not relevant to what I'm saying. 27 says, this was their report to Moses. He said, we entered the land you sent us to explore, and it is indeed a bountiful country. How many of you believe Nigeria is a bountiful country? Don't just, how many of you believe? If you believe, let me see your hand. I know some people are planning to relocate, will not raise their hand. If you believe that Nigeria is a bountiful country, can I see your hand? Some people don't believe. No, it's fine if you don't believe that Nigeria is a bountiful country. Are you aware that there are people who have made lots of money this period? Are you aware? So you cannot say Nigeria is not a bountiful country. You may not have gotten your, let me not say your own share, because you look like we're sharing the national cake or something. The money might not have gotten to you, but it doesn't in any way mean that this country is not a bountiful country. There is milk and honey flowing in Nigeria. And you will eat of it in Jesus' name. It was only those who believed it that said amen. Those who want to relocate will not. Praise God. Alright, so it says, and it is indeed a bountiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Just like Nigeria. Even if you don't agree, that's the truth. Here is the kind of fruit it produces. Interestingly, they were able to take fruit from the land they went to spy and brought it back. I'm taking my time to say all of this because I want us to understand this because of the next thing I'm going to read. So it's important. As a matter of fact, I want us to go to verse 23. It says, when they came to the valley of Eshcol, they cut down a branch with a single cluster of grapes. A branch with a single cluster of grapes. So large, it took two of them to carry it on a pole between them. Does that tell you something? That place was truly flowing with milk and honey. A single cluster of grapes. Two men had to carry it. That speaks volumes. God is preparing our heart for something. He said, if one says, they also brought back samples of the pomegranates and figs. So it wasn't just the grapes. They brought other things. Okay, let's go back to verse 20. Okay, verse 27. Okay, verse 28 now. I've read 27. It says, but the people living there are powerful. But Nigeria is a land flowing with milk and honey, but my business, I've seen people who are doing well, but this course, this exam that I'm about to take, I see people passing it, but what's the but you have? What's that but? You know, because as soon as you introduce the but, do you know what you're doing? You are deviating already. And that should not be the mindset of a victorious person. God had given them the word. Didn't God know that there were giants in that land? Didn't God know? He knew. Didn't God know that there are giants in that field they are entering or that field they are in right now? Isn't God aware that there are giants in this country? Political giants. People who are trying to mess up the country. Isn't God aware? God is aware. But God has still positioned you and I. See, at the end of the day, we can only come out victorious. At the end of the day, we can only come out victorious. All right, so let's go ahead. It says, and their towns are large and fortified. Before, what kind of land would you want? The one that is open that people can just come into. God has prepared a lot of things for us. God has prepared stuff. God said, all things are now ready. God's word is still true. For you, God's word is true. It has not changed. Unless God has dialed your number and called you and said, Joseph,
all things may not be ready with the whole pandemic. As long as God hasn't called you, guess what? All things are still ready. All things are still ready. So he said, we even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. Now verse 30, it says, but, that is another but. If you get to a point where a but comes in, what do you do? Counter it with another but. Praise God. Are we following me? If you get to a point in your life, something happens, a but comes into the matter. What do you counter it with? A but. At least a lot of us know basic maths. Negative times negative is what? It's what it. Cancel it. But Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. And what did he say? Let's go up at once and take the land. Let's go up at once and take the land. He said, we can certainly conquer it. You can certainly conquer it. Whatever you're going through, you can conquer it. This is God's word to you. God is reminding you that your default setting is the life of victory. Every other person around you may be failing, but as a child of God, you have no business failing. Even if it seems like you are failing right now, it's not the end. You are meant to be victorious, and you will come out victorious. We all know this story. Eventually, did they take over the land? Did they take over the land? God's word will always come to pass. But they were faced with a situation. They were faced with things in their life. At the end of the day, God brought his word to pass in their life. So what are those things? There are three main things from what I got from this scripture. There are three main things that distinguishes the victors from the vanquished. Three. One, your mind. Your mind. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, as a man thinketh, is it 23:7 or 27:3? It says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is what? So is he. As you think, that is how you are. As you think, that is how you are. As you think, that is how you are. Why did those people report negative? Out of all the positivities they saw, it was the state of their mind. What are the things that you have come across? What are those things filling your heart? What have you exposed yourself to? Like they say, every battle is fought and won or lost where? In the mind. So if you are faced with a situation, if you are in a situation right now, one of the things you need to tell yourself is, I need to be careful what I allow my mind to stay on. If you are able to conquer that part, every other thing will work. God's word will always come to pass. The only problem is that we are the ones who have issues believing God. When he says something to you, that thing is true. It will always be true. It will come to pass. So these guys saw the land. They saw everything was beautiful. Cast your mind back to when you started that business you were doing. Cast your mind back to when you first got that job. Excitement. You were looking at, man, I will make it in this business. You were very enthusiastic. At the beginning of the year, we had goals. We had things that were drawn out. We are going to fulfill. Ah, man, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And then March, mid-March, they say we are going to lockdown. And then you start wondering, will all these things happen? Will they still come to pass? Once you start to have doubts, it starts to block your view. And that was exactly what happened to these people. Of everything that they saw, the only thing they could focus on was negativity. So there's always a battle going on. So how that battle ends depends on how you are able, where you are able to stand. So you need to draw the line. In every battle, there's always victors and the vanquished. At the beginning, you need to make up your mind. Which will you be? How will it end up for you? Are you going to end up victorious? Of course you should end up victorious. Because that's your default setting. When God created man, he said, be fruitful and what? And multiply and replenish the earth. God's word is true. It comes to pass. Even after man fell, God still sent Jesus to come and rescue man and bring man back to that state. So as Christians sitting in the house this morning, you have accepted Christ into your life. You are victorious. Nothing can change that. Your default setting, when Jesus came and he restored us, do you know what happened? There was a reset. There was a reset. So we went back to where God has positioned us before we fell. So this guy saw all of these things, and then all they could say was, but there are giants there. In my line of business, there are a lot of, you know, big companies. The market is saturated. Who told you the market is saturated? Who told you? Interesting thing is that when God told the children of Israel to go and occupy Canaan, when I was meditating on this, I was thinking to myself, but God, why would you send them to a place where people were already occupying? I don't know if you have ever thought of that. Why can't you just give them an open field somewhere and let them start developing it? It's because God has a plan. God has planned something out. That business you're doing, that job, that career, whatever it is you're doing, God has sent you there to be a victor. God has sent you there to be a victor. So you cannot give up. Remember, your default setting is what? To be a victor. Anything short of that is not meant for you. So God sent them. Say, go and check the place. They went there. They saw all of those things. It can be very discouraging sometimes. If you are getting into a line of business, people will tell you, it's already saturated. There are a lot of people there. I'm not sure you'll be able to make it. There are big companies. They are established. You, what do you have? Maybe you don't even have the capital to start. But you're thinking, how will you make it? If God has said to you, all things are now ready, guess what? All things are now ready. So you need to work on your mind. It's key. You need to be careful. That's another thing. You need to be careful of what you see and what you listen to. What are people around you saying? Are people around you reconfirming the negativities that are already everywhere? You are aware that there's so much negativity. So much. People are saying a lot of things. The economy has gone bad. It has gone into recession. As a child of God, you cannot stay where people are saying something like that and you are not countering it. If you stay and you're not countering, do you know what's going to happen? It will take root. It will take root in you and it will breed unbelief. And as that unbelief comes up, it will block. Even when God is saying something to you, you will not see it. You will not see it. You remember the story where Jesus talked about the farmer that scattered seed? There was the third category where he said it was thrown among thorns. He said it grew up. And what happened to it? They were choked. The thorns choked them. That is why you need to be careful. That is why as Christians, we need to be mindful of the things we listen to. We need to be mindful of the things that we look at. There are some things that we don't have any business looking at. There are things that we don't have any business doing. If you want to emerge victorious, this is one thing that you must take seriously. Who are you listening to? What's filling your heart? What's occupying you? Is it negativity? You need to get it out. And the earlier you get it out, the better for you. Praise God. Two, your mouth. One is your mind. Two, your mouth. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs 18:21. It says, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Those who love to talk will reap. There is power of life and death in the tongue. What have you been saying? To emerge victorious, say what God has said. All things are now ready. I will succeed. This country is bountiful. This country will favor me. The policies that will come out will favor me. It will favor my business. It will favor my line of work. But when people are saying things like, the exchange rate has gotten worse. And you two, you open your mouth and say, now so, do you know you have just agreed? Once you agree, it will happen. So we need to be careful the things that we say. When these guys went to that place and they started talking, do you know that eventually none of those people entered the promised land? Eventually. None of those people. They corrupted everybody. They had to revolt against Moses just because of the negative reports, because of what they uttered from their mouth. You need to be careful what you say. Even if the situation around you is not favorable, don't say it is not favorable. If your business is not doing well, don't say your business is not doing well. As you are saying those things, do you know what you are doing? You are giving life. You are giving life. You are giving energy to that thing that you're saying. Even if you have lost your job right now, you shouldn't be saying things like, am I going to get another job? Who will employ me? I hear people say these things. Don't say things like that. Even when things are not working the way they should, all you need to do is speak. Remember, counter it. If your body is feeling somehow, I was talking to someone the other day. The person's having some health challenges. And I said to the person, one of the prayers I pray personally every day, every single day, or maybe almost every day, is that I say to my body, every part of me functions perfectly within, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, within and without. I say it with all consciousness. I say it over me. I say it over my family. You need to be deliberate. To emerge victorious, you need to be deliberate about this, about what you say. That is why you need to be careful what people around you are saying. Do you know that when people around you are talking, you know, they can speak life or death to you. Are you aware? If you are not, please know it. What people are saying is not just what you say with your mouth. What people are saying, even when you listen to the news, when you hear the news, and they say, the economy is going into depression, recession, everybody, people are going to lose their jobs. You, at that point, start to speak. I am not part of it. I will not go into recession. My business will thrive. I will get promoted. Sometimes when we say some of those things, they may sound stupid. Abi, I don't know if you have ever said something to yourself that sounded stupid. But it doesn't matter. Why? Because you're a victorious person. And as you start to say those things, it will eventually come to pass. As you start to say those things, it will eventually take root and you begin to see results. You begin to see things turn around gradually. They will begin to turn around. And for every one of us here today, things will begin to turn around as we confess them in the mighty name of Jesus. There is power in confession. There is power in confession. The third thing, the first one is your mind. The second is your mouth. The third is your movement. Your movement. It talks about action. What actions are you taking? What actions are you taking? It says all things are now ready. What actions are you taking? It says Caleb, but Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. What did he say? Let's go up at once and take the land. There are times that you need to take action immediately. Because if you wait, you will get convinced. To emerge victorious, there are some times when God speaks something to you, take that action immediately. Don't waste time. When God gives you a direction, begin to walk in that direction. Begin to go in that direction. There were 12 people that were sent. 10 brought back. If you were in that crowd, try to imagine it. Out of 12, 10 came back. 10 is about how many percent? About 80% thereabout. Or 70-something percent. Now, what are the odds that only 2 people bring positive results and every other person is going to listen? That's exactly what's happening in the world we are living in. So much negativity, so much news, so much negative news. It abounds, it's everywhere. People are saying it. You are hearing it on the TV, you are hearing it on the radio, on the internet. It is all over everywhere. But you should not partake. You are a victorious person. When God says we should give towards something, don't say, ah, we don't have money now. Can't they understand that? No, you and I don't know about you, but I don't belong. I don't belong to recession. What about you? Where do you belong? I belong to the camp of the victorious. I belong to the camp of the victorious. I thought somebody would repeat that. I belong to the camp of victorious. My family belongs to the camp of the victorious. Everything that pertains to me belongs to the camp of the victorious. Praise God. Lastly, I want us to look at Joshua chapter 6. Joshua 6, 1 and 2. Joshua chapter 6. There's something God spoke to Joshua. Joshua 6. Now it says, the gates of Jericho, they had gotten to Jericho, said, were tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. No one was allowed to go out or in. Victorious people in the house this morning. That business, that job, that project, guess what? It's afraid of you. It's looking like it's tough. Do you know why? Because you are a victorious person. Because you will conquer. You are more than a conqueror. So if it looks like you are having a difficult time, guess what? It's because you are going to overcome eventually. Praise God. You are a victorious person. Verse 2 says, do we have it on the screen? Verse 2. Let's put verse 2 up. Verse 2. Please, just put it up the way I told you. Okay, good. Now, you see two places where there is dot, dot. Now, this is what we're going to do. We will read it, and you will replace it with your name. This was what God said to Joshua. But as I prepared for the message, God just told me to tell us to edit it this way and get everybody present in this service to do exactly what we are seeing, what I'm going to see now. So when he says, but the Lord said to you, you put your own name. Praise God. He said, I have given you whatever it is that God said to you at the beginning of the year, whatever it is that you are trusting and believing God for, you will put it in there. Do we understand? Let's say I want to get a house. My name is Kingsley. Say, but the Lord said to Kingsley, I have given you the house, its king, and all the strong warriors. Hallelujah. Do I have victorious people in the house this morning? Do I have people who want to conquer? Do I have people who want to declare this for themselves this morning? Hallelujah. All right, so I want us to go. I want you to read it and put your name. Open your mouth and say it. There is power in the tongue. There's power of life and death in the tongue. So I want you to open your mouth and say it. So let's go. Praise God. We're going to do that again. Put every single thing. I won't rush us. I'll calm down. Whatever it is, those things you're trusting, those goals you have written at the beginning of the year, those things you have written now, you remember those things. Begin to put them in that space. Praise God. Are we ready? All right, let's go. Continue. If you have not exhausted the list, continue. Continue to mention those things. Continue to name them. Continue. What are those things? As we say these things, can we stand on our feet? As we begin to say these things, let's begin to stand on our feet. I begin to thank God. I begin to appreciate God because it is done. God has said to you, God is saying to you that he has given you. It is a done deal. He's not saying he's going to give it to you. He's saying, I have given it to you. You may not have it in your possession right now. You may not have it with you right now. But God has said that he has given it to you. When God told Abraham, he said, I will make you a father of many nations. God changed his name before he had the child. God changed his name before the nations came. So open your mouth and begin to thank him because he has made you a victorious person. You by default, you are a victorious person. Begin to appreciate him. for all of those things, one after the other. Begin to appreciate him because he has given you. He has given you. He didn't say he will give you. He said, I have given you. I have given you. I have given you. What is that thing I have given you? That job I have given you. That house I have given you. Whatever it is you're trusting, that healing I have given you. That healing I have given you. That healing I have given you. That house I have given you. That business I have given you. That project I have given you. Whatever it is you're trusting for, whatever it is you're believing for, begin to thank God that he has given you. Begin to thank God that he has given you. He has given you. He has spoken his word. He said, I have given you. I have given you. I have given you. I have given you. Not that I will give you. Not that I am promising you. I have given you. I have given you. It doesn't matter. Don't look at the negativity. Don't look at the barriers. Don't look at the challenges. Begin to declare. Begin to thank God. Begin to appreciate him that he has given you. He has given you. Whatever he says will not return to him void. He has given you. Appreciate his name. Give him praise. Give him praise. Exalt his name this morning. Magnify him. Father, we thank you. Like you gave the children of Israel the land. Lord, you have given us this. We are victorious. We are victorious people. For everything we'll face, we are victorious. Libra nushanta libre deos. We are coming out victorious. Ah, matuze bredosha. In that business, we are coming out victorious. Makisheta libredos. We are coming out victorious. Hata libredosa tuga. Lembreta sata. When even if others fail, I will not fail. Even if others fail, I will not fail. I am imagined victorious. I am imagined victorious. Even if others emerge vanquished, I am imagined victorious. Le parukaruzate. Mashata yiteros. Le gradu shataba kadusa. Le brenuzata bieros. Rasatu yebroke debushka. Masambe ridoso. Le boyita le bredosa. Le koriza. Makanta biaros. Mesa togira. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. Sata yatures. Marigata ibredosh. Le bredu santa bosha. Le bredosa. Thank you because you have given it to us. Raku shataba yados. Rigarosa tama gosha. Le bredo santalim bredosha. Rezatu brekidosh. He manuzata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving it to us. Thank you because we are emerging victorious. Hey, Narusata. Thank you because this country favors us. Thank you because every government policy will favor us going forward. Thank you because the things that we have lost, we are regaining them in multiple folds. In the name of Jesus. Thank you because everything works together for our good. Thank you for giving us a default setting of victorious people. Thank you because for everything we encounter, we will emerge victorious. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you because when the time comes and we share the testimony, it will be jaw-dropping testimonies. When people will hear it, they will scream. When people hear it, they will want to come to know you. When people hear it, they will say, what kind of God do you serve? I want to be as victorious as you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we'll give you praise. Lord, we exalt you. We celebrate you because you have made us victorious. Be thou exalted, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can we celebrate Jesus? Let's celebrate him.